In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all believers, that receiving the free gift of eternal life, our lives would be conformed to his holy teaching and bear much fruit and good works. Let us pray to the Lord. That God would bless and sustain his pastors and his people to sing his praises and endure suffering in the name of Jesus and continue by his grace to the end. Let us pray to the Lord. For earthly fathers, that our Father from whom the fatherland was named would give them confidence in their station, zeal for their tasks, that he would make them examples to their children of a godly life and love of his word, that he would bless them in their work and bring up children in the fear and instruction of the Lord, that he would give them comfort in his absolution over all their shortcomings. Let us pray to the Lord. For our sister June, as she comes to celebrate our 98th birthday, that you would bless her in this time. She has many things to remember, and much that she's done in this world, help her to continue to on toward a 100 if possible. Also for our graduates who are now entering another phase of their lives, they've finished one and now they go to another, protect them and give them peace and joy in what they've accomplished. In your name we ask it. Lord, have mercy. For pious and faithful leaders for our nation, that they may provide good government, industrious citizens who will work for the good of their neighbors, and for enemies, that they may live together in peace. Let us pray to the Lord. For those with afflictions of body or soul, that God would look upon them in favor who are sick, who are weary, who are grieving or lonely, any of those that we name now or in our hearts. And to assure them of his care and provision, let us pray to the Lord. For all who partake of the Holy Communion this day, that they would present themselves in repentance as those who were brought out of death into life and receive the forgiveness of their sins, let us pray to the Lord. For the saints who have gone before us, let us give thanks to the Lord that God would preserve our feet from falling and our souls from death, to walk always in the light of life. Let us pray to the Lord. All these things, and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.